I'm speaking with Chad Sorensen, who is president and co-founder of Solo Gear, the makers of a brand new ethanol-based product for grilling called Flame Disc. And Chad, why don't you tell us, first of all, really, how new is this product?
It's been pilot marketed now for about a year and a half, but this year, 2010, is our first year that we've actually brought it into national distribution.
It uses ethanol. Now, explain to me how this product uses ethanol.
We buy our ethanol from an ethanol manufacturer. We get it in 200 proof, total 100% concentration, and then what we do is we convert it from a liquid into a solid. And we do that with a special chemical process that we've developed. And the reason that we solidify it is just to make it safe, so that if the grill gets tipped over while it's being used or anything like that, you don't end up with a flaming ball of ethanol. You just end up with a nice, stable product that's, you know, much safer to use in a solidified form than liquid.
And so this really is basically a new market for corn ethanol.
Yeah, nothing like this has ever been done to my knowledge.
Now, tell me about you promote the eco-friendliness of the product.
What we did when we first introduced the product, we sent this to an environmental testing lab in Oregon. And they're one of the nationally premier testing labs for studying emission profiles for different things. And so what we had them do was benchmark the emissions of a flame disc relative to a charcoal grilling event. The results of that study were pretty astounding. Depending on the air pollutant that we're talking about, the flame disc emits between 92 and 99% less of air pollutants. So things like particulate matter, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and those types of things are much, much lower with flame disc than they are with charcoal. And so the net on that is that if people use flame disc instead of charcoal, it's better for the air emissions. We've also developed a product to be made out of fully recyclable materials, aluminum, just like a pop can, so that can be fully recycled. The cardboard that it comes with is also recyclable, and so we've done our best to make it as eco-conscious as possible, and think that it's a move in the right direction on that front for people that would otherwise use charcoal and charcoal lighter.
Now, you're based in Wisconsin, is that right?
Yeah, we're in the Madison, Wisconsin region.
So what do you think about this as far as it helping our corn growers in this country?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the largest volume consumer of ethanol in the country is the transportation industry. And, you know, we'd have to go a long way before we would substantially cut into, you know, those types of volume demands. But we're still a small company right now, but it has a lot of significant potential upside. And there's about 3.8 billion grilling occasions in the U.S. every year. And we're actually already selling product overseas. And so we think over time this could be a significant new use of ethanol that may have not been considered prior to this.
And it's nice that you have on your packaging, you have like a little corn emblem that that shows that it's actually a product made from corn.
My cousin is a corn grower in central Iowa, and actually my last company was in the agriculture industry. And so I'm very much in tune with the agriculture industry, and, you know, that's all very great. The other reason of putting the corn emblem on there is really just to assure consumers that this is a totally clean-burning and safe fuel to use to cook your food. And in fact, due to the fact that it emits so much less particulate matter and other things than charcoal, could potentially be argued that it's actually safer to use than charcoal. And so I think helping consumers understand that this is a natural fuel that came from natural biomatter is useful. I think everybody can be assured that it is safe, and we've tested that extensively.
You're already distributed pretty well. You have available commercially in several outlets, right? Name some of the stores that are carrying the product.
Yeah, this year it'll be found in Target. It'll be available at the Aldi grocery chain, as well as many of the regional grocery chains around the country. Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware chains have it as well, and we're working to build that up as we move forward.
Now, what is your main target market for the Flame Disc?
What the product really offers is it offers sort of the convenience and time savings of a propane grill for people that have charcoal grills. And we do that with a product that's one-time use and costs about $5 at the store. And so I think the target consumer is somebody that likes the simplicity the ease of use of a simple charcoal grill, but isn't necessarily fond of the black soot and ash, the contaminating things that it puts up in the atmosphere, and just sort of the general hassle that we all can associate when we charcoal grill.
Well, plus the convenience of like for camping and tailgating and things like that.
Yeah, it's a much more portable and compact product. You can put about 10 flame discs in the space of a bag of charcoal. And so anytime you're on the go, this really provides a quick and easy, efficient way of grilling, and is a real nice alternative to charcoal for certain circumstances.
And thank you very much. That's Chad Sorensen, who's president and co-founder of Solo Gear, makers of Flame Disc, an ethanol-based product for grilling. And you can find out more about Flame Disc at flamedisc.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.